everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola, JP.
All right, what kind of lesson do we have today?
Today we have a lesson of introducing yourself.
Introducing yourself.
Yes.
We already did that today.
Yes.
My name is JP.
My name is Liliana. But we need to learn that in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So we have one keyword.
All right.
Llamarse.
Llamarse. Okay, llamarse is to call oneself.
That's right. Llamarse. It's a reflexive verb.
Okay, yeah, to call oneself, right? So the calling is happening to the oneself. Wow, I'm confusing myself. Llamarse.
Yeah.
In English, we usually say to be named, right? If you introduce yourself, you say, my name is...
Yes, but it's very important to point out that it's llamarse because llamar is to call, like to call someone on the phone.
All right, or to call someone down from the hills.
Yeah.
Liliana, come back!
Exactly.
Okay.
So the keyword is llamarse. Why don't we listen to the dialogue three times?
Absolutely.
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy Roberto.
Encantada.
Mucho gusto.
Second time.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy Roberto.
Encantada.
Mucho gusto.
Third time.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy Roberto.
Encantada.
Mucho gusto.
All right, we're back, and I think we should start with the translation.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Hi, what is your name?
Hola. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Hi, how do you call yourself?
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas? Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
My name is Antonia. What about you?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
I call myself Antonia. And you?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú? Yo soy Roberto.
I am Roberto.
Yo soy Roberto.
I'm Roberto.
Encantada.
A pleasure.
Encantada.
Pleasure.
Encantada. Mucho gusto.
Nice to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
Great to meet you.
Mucho gusto.
Okay, now we have done some editing to this lesson, so you haven't heard us cracking up at our own, at my own translation mistakes, because even though this seems to be a very simple and very basic dialogue, what we have here is a whole bunch of kind of complicated translations. Isn't it amazing how something so simple can be so complex?
Exactly. It's amazing. I know. Okay, so let's start with the first line.
Okay, so let's start with, hi, what's your name?
Hola. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Okay. Hola, ¿cómo te llamas? Now, what's the word for hi?
Hola.
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 We're just saying hi to each other. Okay. Now, what is your name?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? Okay, that means what is your name. Literally, it means something a little bit different, right? It means how do you call yourself? No. So how do you say how?
¿Cómo?
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 That means how. Skipping to the end, what's the word for you call?
Llamas.
Llamas. Okay, llamas is you call, right? Because llamar itself means you call. But here we're using llamarse, so we're going to need yourself. How do you call yourself? So how do you say yourself?
Te.
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 Te means yourself. So how do you say call yourself?
Te llamas.
Te llamas. All right, so how do you say how do you call yourself?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? All right, and that's how you ask somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of you out there are thinking, why can I say it this way? Can I just use, like, nombre? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? Can you say that? You can say that in Spanish.
Yeah, you can say that, but this ¿cómo te llamas? It's very colloquial. You do it between friends, you know?
It's the normal way, right?
Yeah, it's the very normal.
Okay.
In fact, it's different. It's not different, but it's very formal to say, ¿cuál es tu nombre? This is more when you're in a business meeting and maybe he's trying to remember your name.
Right, which is your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
We're not learning cuál es tu nombre today. We're learning cómo te llamas.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's put it all together. Hi, what's your name?
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
All right. Now remember, we're using the verb llamarse, and we're going to use that again, that same verb, in the answer, which is, my name is Antonia.
Me llamo Antonia.
Okay, me llamo Antonia. Now, literally, it's I call myself Antonia. So, how do you say I call?
Llamo.
Mm-hmm. And I call myself?
Me llamo.
Me llamo. And then, obviously, her name is Antonia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me llamo Antonia. And then, to turn the question around, she says, and you?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú?
Now, what's the word for and?
¿Y?
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 And the word for you?
Tú.
Tú. Okay.
Tú.
So, altogether, my name is Antonia. And you?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
All right. And so, now, the guy has to respond, right? He's got to say his own name.
Yo soy Roberto.
Yo soy Roberto, right? Now, Lily, I've just taught the people how to say llamarse, and Roberto is using yo soy.
Yeah.
Okay, it's another way to identify your name,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Here, what we're doing is you can use the verb, or you can say yo soy, me llamo, but in this case, we want to put another way, so you can learn both ways. Okay,
and it's natural to change them, right?
Definitely.
Okay, so let's look at yo soy Roberto. Literally, it's I am Roberto. So how do you say I?
Yo.
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 Mm-hmm. And I am.
Yo soy.
Yo soy. Now, that soy part is the verb ser, right?
That's right.
And it means I am. So, Roberto has the option of saying, my name is Roberto, but here he chooses to say, I am Roberto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what she says next, I translated as pleasure, but it doesn't mean pleasure, right?
No. In fact, encantada means like charmed. But
charmed. Yeah. Okay, you can say that. It sounds a little old-fashioned to say that in English.
Yes, it is. But, I mean, you cannot say enchanted.
You know? Right.
That's what it is. Encantada is enchanted.
Okay.
So it means that you are enchanted to meet him. So it's very, but it's very colloquial.
Okay.
You know? Encantada.
Encantada.
Mm-hmm.
Encantada. Okay. And he comes back saying that it's a pleasure for him as well.
Yeah, he says, mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Now, the word gusto is like pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And mucho means a lot.
Yeah, so it's very pleasure.
Okay.
We translate it. But of course, it means it's all my pleasure, like, you know, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm, nice to meet you. So, encantada and mucho gusto are both ways to say nice to meet you.
Exactly.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Should we listen again 3 times?
Dialogue, first time.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy Roberto.
Encantada.
Mucho gusto.
Second time.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy Roberto.
Encantada.
Mucho gusto.
Third time.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Antonia. ¿Y tú?
Yo soy Roberto.
Encantada.
Mucho gusto.
All right, we're back, and I want to talk a little bit more about these two words, mucho gusto and encantada, right? Mucho gusto means pleasure to meet you. Mm-hmm. Encantada means pleasure to meet you, but only women can say it.
Yeah. Well, no. Also, men can say
men
encantado.
Well, see, they have to say encantado.
True, true. Mm. They have to change the last letter to O. Encantado.
Right. Encantado.
Yes.
Now, you shouldn't say that because you're a woman. I can say encantado.
Yes.
And you would have to say?
Encantada.
Oh, it's nice to meet you too. Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto.
Okay. Now, we already looked at the verb llamarse, and I just want to review it very fast. Llamarse means to call oneself. And so, I call myself?
Me llamo.
And you call yourself?
Te llamas.
Okay, and remember, that's the way you ask for and say your own name.
Exactly.
All right, moving on. Let's get out of this grammar and talk about some culture. Now, when you introduce yourself in Mexico, for example, are there any, is there like a big slap on the back? Is there a high five? Is there handshakes? Is there, is there a dance that you do?
You know, the truth is, like, Latinos, we're very touchy-feely and we mm-hmm. like to touch. Like, yeah. for example, in the States, it's very different. If you say hello, you give your hand and that's
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, it was for me, it was a shock because when I met people, you know, I just like grabbed the hand and almost like pull them to me and kiss them. So they're like, oh my God, you
okay,
know?
Okay, because like, Mexicans are kissers.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Like almost all Latinos, you say hello and you mm-hmm. kiss, you know? It's
okay.
just very, it's part of it.
Now you're a woman and you kiss everybody. You kiss women, you kiss men.
Yeah. You okay. kiss both women and men, you know? So.
Now men don't kiss everybody.
No.
Men want to kiss women.
Yes,
okay.
definitely.
Okay, but other men, probably not.
No. Between them, no.
Okay. Now, when I kiss a woman as a introduction,
mm-hmm.
is it one kiss or two kisses? Is it right or left?
No, it's one kiss.
One kiss,
yes,
and I'm going to go on the right cheek. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, what if I go on the left cheek?
She's going to be like, oh, we're tied. But yeah, it's okay.
Okay, and can I go for two kisses?
Yeah, you can.
Can I go for three kisses?
Come on.
I gotta ask.
Yeah. No, but I mean, we're not like the French, you know, that you give almost three kisses.
Actually, yeah, where I was studying in France, in the south, in Avignon, it was three kisses. And I got so used to it when I traveled by train up north. It made me mad when I saw people only kissing twice. It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
You get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically, you do touch a lot, you know.
Okay.
It's part of it.
Okay, now handshakes... Also, right?
Yeah.
I've traveled in Europe between men. I've traveled in Europe and I know that there are different styles of handshakes. What is a Mexican handshake like between men?
Like very strong grip.
Okay.
Yes. And sometimes they like to make noise, you know, like, hey, man, like this type. It's like, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lot like my American handshake.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Sweet. All right. Lily, tell us what our challenge is today.
The challenge for the day is to ask someone, ¿cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? Okay.
Yes.
Now, the answer you should expect is their name.
Exactly.
Right.
So go call, you know, ask your mom, your dad, whoever, and, you know, just say it.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo
right?
te llamas?
Even if they're not Spanish speakers, you are a Spanish learner, so you have to practice making these sounds. So
exactly.
Go out and ask somebody, ¿cómo te llamas? Folks, I think... it's time for us to wrap it up. So if you have comments or suggestions, please go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And for now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.